Now we are going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. Here's our co-host Steve Goldstein with the paper's editorial director, Phil Boas.
Well, what she is proposing is to finally do what a lot of people have been talking about with funding mechanism that has been around for a couple of decades. That's Proposition 301. The goal with 301, the goal of a lot of people moving forward who care a lot about education, was to extend Proposition 301 and expand it. Mm-hmm. So at the end of last session, the Republican caucus went ahead and extended it, and they more or less extended by 20 years this 0.6% sales tax for education. Now Sylvia Allen is coming along and saying, you know, let's expand it. Let's increase that by 0.4% so that we have a full penny sales tax that is devoted to education, raising more than $1 billion annually. And so mm-hmm. that's what's on the table right now.
And that conceptually has the support of a lot of people, but not everyone, because some people are saying that the sales tax is regressive and that's going to be unfair to certain people. We know that the Red for Ed movement, big supporters of the Invest in Ed initiative, which didn't make it on the ballot. How do you think they'll respond to this?
It's going to be very tricky because, remember, the governor came up with a 20% by 2020 plan and they kind of slapped his hand back. Now that you have a conservative like Sylvia Allen proposing, you know, this penny sales tax on behalf of education to fund education, are they going to slap that back as well? They need to think about this politically. They don't like a sales tax, or they say they don't. They've supported sales tax in the past. The teachers have. But again, it gets to the regressive nature that it hits hardest on lower income families. And so that's why they went for a different kind of revenue increase, an income tax increase that was basically soak the rich, go and hit the highest income earners in Arizona and let them pay for public education.
The political question is interesting here because we've had Republicans and conservatives who were criticized before Governor Ducey went forward with this plan for not doing enough, especially after the Great Recession. We know the schools were dangerously underfunded, and a lot of people say they still very much are. But then does the Red for Ed play the hand too much and say, well, the sales tax is regressive, we have to go this other way? I mean, that's fraught with risks too, isn't it? Because they really had the public, certainly teachers have the public on their side.
It is. They risk testing the patience of the public if they go too far. They need to be careful now because there was action. Things happened. Money was devoted to education. And if you keep pushing that button and keep thinking you can go to the same well over and over and over, the public's going to get tired of it. So they need to be somewhat cautious. Now, on the Republican side of this, you have a couple of Republican members of the House who are pushing bills that are sort of payback bills. We're going to try and stop any kind of walkouts in the future. Those are so foolish because all that does is awaken Red for Ed. That just helps them organize. You're their best friend if you do that. You've made them more powerful. And so it's going to be interesting what happens with those Republican bills. And if anybody on the Republican side recognizes that, you know, that's a huge mistake right now. The timing could not be worse.
Phil, we know there are some people who are not necessarily as emotionally involved as Red for Ed or lawmakers would be, who said, you know, they'd like to see some really big package, some really big compromise that may include some sales tax increase, may include some income tax increase, but also something more visionary about how this happens. Do you think there is enough either goodwill or force of will on sort of a moderate side of both sides of it to say, raising sales tax, not a bad idea. Raising income tax, we don't like it as much, but we could do that. But let's do something bigger than that. Let's try something different.
You know, something has changed in the American psyche, and I'm talking about the broad middle, not the crazy fringes, but in the broad middle. After that recession, there was a sense that we had better make sure that our kids get a good education because it's going to be a lot tougher to make your way in these modern economies. It's tough right now. And that has led to greater support, I think, on the right, not just in Arizona, but nationally as well, the desire to do more for public education. And you're seeing it in Arizona right now. And within this broad middle, and I think that these CEOs, these business executives that are behind the Sylvia Allen proposal, that sort of represents that mindset, you know, that we have to put in place the revenue engine so that we can support public education moving forward.
We know Governor Ducey next Monday with the State of the State address. How big a role do you think K-12 funding is going to be in that speech?
I think it has to be there. There has to be a bow to it because it's on too many people's minds right now. And there's also concern that the Ducey solution to this is not sustainable. I think he would argue otherwise, but there's a feeling, and it's not, obviously it's coming from the right as well, because you now have a conservative who is fronting this bill to get more money into education. He's going to have to deal with it. And water is going to be so complicated with so many special interests. It's going to be very hard to come to some kind of agreement on what's called the drought contingency plan. So I think he has to address education for sure.
Phil Boas of the Arizona Republic. Phil, good to see you. Thanks.
Good to see you.